Sid, I've got a question for you. We all know that you can bring the heavy offense, but there are a lot of skeptics that think that perhaps you can't take it, that you can't take the punishment that Deason will give you tonight. How do you address those skeptics?
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of – let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
Sorry. Anybody has any doubt, we'll get their answer tonight.
Well, there you hear it. A man, a few words. Psycho Sid, back to you, Todd.
You better watch out. You better start to cry. Better not shout. I'm telling you why. Psycho Sid is coming to town.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 33rd episode of I Don't Know Shit, The Life and Times of Psycho Sid. I am your host, Brent Piles, of course, and with me is a man who would never forget that we were alive, pal, because we're not live. It's live to tape or recorded, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He's Armbar Abbott, a.k.a. Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how are you doing?
Not unless there's a really big cock up. Do you actually bother editing it anyway? So,
yeah, no, not really. Not really.
Still achy, still the same as it was in the last episode.
Yeah, because breaking kayfabe, we recorded them at the same time. One after another. We promised you two episodes since we missed last week, and if we promise something, we're gonna deliver. Don't hold me to that. I may promise something later that I don't.
We are not if we promise something, we will deliver.
That is right.
No bait and switch here.
No bait and switches here. It's time. We're back for some more sitting. We thought we'd open up this week's with one of his most breathtaking promos of all time.
That is excellent. And it actually shows the passion in the man, because how often, well, I've certainly done it. I've done it live on here. Where you get your words mixed up, or you can't get out what you want to say properly because you're so worked up.
Yeah, I mean, that happens to me almost every day. Mm-hmm. At least once. I get so worked up that I can't get to my words.
It certainly happens when we record with the mayor a lot.
Oh, absolutely it does. And most of those words that we mix up are filthy words. So,
yeah.
So we got two matches today. One, he's going to be battling a jobber named Brian Walsh, will be the first one we have a look at. I don't know about you, Glenn, but I don't feel very good for old young Brian. How about you?
No, it's definitely R.I.P.
It's going to be a bad day to be named Brian Walsh, let me tell you what. So there we go. It's up on the screen.
At least you knew who he was.
Yep, because it said his name right there. Old Brian Walsh. No mistake in this one.
He doesn't mind being shamed.
Yeah, he's like, man, I've been beat up for less than $50. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hand. Oh, what was waving around there?
Stride X medicated pads for all you pimply faced teenagers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the crowd has a Brian Walsh sign. Brian Walsh fan club, get the fuck out of here.
That's got to be his mother.
Oh, hey, cool. I wore something.
That's got to be his mother in the crowd.
He legitimately looks like he's wearing his underwear.
He is.
Legitimately looks like he was like, well, I guess you got to wrestle tonight, buddy. Yeah. Get out there.
Yeah, that's very brave for any job to be wearing white undies.
Yeah, when you're facing Sid, he's gonna those white pants are gonna be brown by the end of this thing.
I was gonna say, if the worst happens, that's gonna show the lot.
It's gonna be running down his leg. Yeah. He looks like a deformed Von Erich brother, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't he? He's very pasty as well.
Yeah, I don't mean to be mean, but all the Von Erich brothers looked in the face like a little melty. You know what I mean? They would look like you put like they were like a busk or whatever, but you like had to run, you got it somewhere, but you had to run into the store and it melted a little bit, and then that's what it looked like. That's kind of what the Von Erich looked like. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it's true.
Still wrestlers.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. No disrespect, but I'm just saying. Oh, big leg drop to old Bill Von Erich here.
Come on, see, just helicopter him, pits. Powerbomb him and finish him off.
I'm really hoping for a powerbomb here, powerbomb situation, a hurricane powerbomb situation. I'm really hoping. There's a guy in the crowd who looks like the Manchester City manager if he ate a whole bunch for a while. Like he did. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. I'll point him out. He's been standing up the whole time. He's wearing a black shirt. Looks like Pep if Pep fucking ate Twinkies for 6 years.
All right. Well, here comes the chokeslam.
This guy's doing a great job of selling this chokeslam, or he's actually doing. Oh, sorry, he sat down. He sat down now, Glenn. You can't see. I moved it back up. Oh, here he comes. He just called for it. Here comes the powerbomb.
Don't get up. Just stay there. Oh.
And now he's giving him a wedgie, pulling his underwear out. Oh, darn it. No helicopter. No helicopter. There he is, Glenn. See him? See Pep right there? There he is.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, he does. 400-pound Pep.
400. Sounds like a reality show. He gains too much weight and they have to do a reality show. Psycho Sid is the winner. He gets all the Stridex medicated pads and Bill Walsh ain't getting shit. Better wash them goddamn face because he's not getting anything. The next match, Glenn, is against not a jobber. It's a man you've heard of. A man who was the leader of the Los Boricuas in 1997, Savio Vega.
Savio Vega.
He's taking on Savio Vega in this one.
I bet that cost a few bob to get him in the ring with Sid.
Probably. No, that probably wasn't just a downside guarantee. He's under contract. He has no choice.
That's true. And it's on Superstars.
Yeah.
So this is like the main event at the time, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, Raw was going on at this time, but Superstars was one of their main. So this absolutely had to be the main event of Superstars this week. I can't imagine they had a bigger match than this one.
No.
Sid coming down to the ring with the weird tadpole thing that's projected on the ring, like Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 33.
Now, we've watched a lot of Superstars. We've not seen this match, so it must be far too good for a work in progress.
Well, it's in 1995. We never made it that far. We were in 93.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, look at that hair. I'm going to get my hair cut just like that, Glenn. What do you think?
Oh, I'd love to see you with a little swell like that on the top of your head.
No, get my hair cut like Phil Foldin. Fuck that guy. Oh, Phil Foldin hair is kind of like Savio Vegas, isn't it?
If you get your hair cut like that, could we have Rachel on live on screen to kill you?
I was going to say, as he kicked my own ass. Oh, good move by Savio to block the big boot. No, he's fired up. Savio Vega, he's a house of fire out here. He can't stop Savio. Of course, the uncle of Selena Vega. Everybody knows that.
He's a lot more meaner here than he is in 97.
I maintain if you go back and watch 95 and 96, Savio Vega was good. In 97, not so much.
That's okay. Yeah.
Sid did catch him with the choke slam there, though. Sid's hair is getting long. It's long for the late 90s. I mean, the middle 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, it usually keeps a little shorter than that.
Yeah.
You know, in the early 90s, it was longer. But not like, oh, he's going to hit him with a powerbomb quick. He's going to make short work of Savio. I did not see this coming. Uh-oh, what's happening? Oh, it's Bam Bam. Bam Bam's here. Oh, that's a disqualification.
He had to wait for Bam Bam to come in and save him.
He did. We're going to need to help him.
Send it to the outside. Controlling Samuel.
So wait a minute. Wait.
Look at that. Henry.
Has been kicked out of a million-dollar population.
He got one. Stay out of there. Baby, get out of there.
DiBiase running for his life.
And oh, wouldn't you just love to see DiBiase slot watch one more.
Oh, hey.
What's he doing? He's got another idea.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Can you believe that? You can't be kidding.
Hey, hey, hey.
Uh-oh. That's going to be a nasty bit of work.
Sid! Sid! Can explode!
Oh, he's going to take it out on DiBiase. Yes, go ahead!
No, wait a minute.
I thought for sure he was going to knock DiBiase.
And bam, bam!
Sid. Oh, my God, Glenn.
Oh, no.
If I'm reached, not happy. Why didn't you just get in the ring and start beating them up? I don't understand. This guy's like, they went that way. Look at it. They went that way. He is not happy, Glenn. He's kicking over the ring steps. He's been slapped. Sid's been slapped, Glenn.
We're going to get these morons away from ringside.
Psycho Sid has lost.
I can tell you this, McMahon. I wouldn't be in Henry Godwin's shoes for anything. He is in a world of trouble, brother.
This is going to be a short but sweet episode. Check us out next week. Next week, you're going to watch Sid get his revenge on the Hog Man as he takes on Henry O. Godwin. If you didn't know, that spells out Hog. Hog will be taking on Sid. So that'll be next week. Make sure you check that out. We hope that you enjoyed this edition. And Glenn, why don't you go ahead and tell him goodbye?
Goodbye.
Well, all the skeptics and all the people that have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
And I have half the brain that you do!